The governor's spokeswoman, Eileen Hawley, says this is just a planning exercise for Kansas government agencies.
I think it's not at all uncommon either in government or in private industry for people to go through those exercises of looking to see where they can find their efficiencies.
Hawley says there will not be any budget decisions until November when the state's revenue projections are updated. Democratic Senator Anthony Hensley expects there will be budget cuts, and he says that would likely mean tuition increases at universities and damage to state services. Hensley blames the governor's tax policies.
It's obvious that our financial house is in a mess, and we're continuing on this downward spiral of revenue losses.
State universities have already had their budgets cut twice so far this year. The cuts would exempt most K-12 education funding. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.